And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha of Boards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Brandon Hayward from the Bite Journal and One Man Charters. We got him off the water for the morning to talk to you, our listeners, about great fishing going on out there right now. So you stay tuned to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season, one of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets, and the freedom to fit 5 full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales Event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales Event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on 2 of the finest 3/4 day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and it's the same price as a regular 3/4 day trip. But the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaport Sport Fishing and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today, man. You nailed it. I don't know how you were able to pry this guy off the water. I don't know anybody that fishes more than Brandon does.
I know.
So good going.
Yeah, between writing for the Bite Journal, putting together the Bite Journal, running one-man charters, catching all these big bluefin tuna. I mean, my God, Brandon.
Yeah, busy, busy.
No wonder you look tired.
I should be thanking you.
Yeah, right? You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thanks for having me.
Thrilled to have you in here, Brandon. It's, wow, what a, I don't know, what do you call this season, huh?
It's just a wild ride the last couple. Yeah. You never know what's around the bend and just constant surprises. So
yeah,
it's been really fun. You know, white sea bass is kind of my sauce, and they're definitely my favorite fish. And the challenges that have come from putting together sea bass seasons in El Nino has, while it hasn't been easy, it's been really, really, really rewarding. And
Catching fish,
yeah, it definitely has. That fish is so hard to catch. When you pull it out of the bait grounds and there's no squid around, it's just tough. I mean, they're always tough, but when you throw that part into it, so then you throw a little bit of south wind into it, and it can be really tough, like we had this spring. But all in, I'm happy with how it flushed out. I told myself when there was this big El Nino kind of forecast, like if I could scratch out 100 sea bass a season for the couple years of El Nino, I'll be happy, and I did it. I barely did it this year, barely, but we did it and leaned on Catalina real hard, which was fun to kind of mix it up and do something different.
Go back to Catalina again?
Catalina was the best that it's been in, I mean, 15-plus years probably. Wow. Classic fishing where different spots every day and fish on beaches and all that type of stuff. So that was really, really neat to do. On the flip, though, you get people who have come out and they've caught those big 50, 60-pounders, and you say, we're going to go to Catalina. You say, how big are they? You say, they're beautiful fish. They're 25 to 40-plus pounders. Oh, can't we fish local?
So, and spoiled.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I want a 50-plus pounder.
Yeah.
They still make 25-pounders? I didn't know that was a thing anymore. Yeah. I didn't know they made those anymore.
Man.
They do, and they bite in 3 fathoms, and it's really fun.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's beautiful settings, too, over
it's
there.
The
I love fishing sea bass.
That backdrop, you know? And from my perspective, it's real good for my balance, you know what I mean, to be able to fish them on the coast and over there.
Oh, heck yeah.
So.
Because it's a different program.
I think I've said this before on the show. But there's a lot – people want to take fish and make them different depending on what ocean they swim in or where. But at the end of the day, a tuna is kind of a tuna, wahoo, et cetera. Sea bass is one of those fish, man. Like fishing them at Catalina or at an island is totally different than on the coast a lot of the time. Different tactics, different ways you set up, different everything. So you got to plumb your brain in two or three different ways to fish them effectively.
Yeah, no
Just kidding. Like if you said, hey, you got to go up to Santa Cruz and fish those things, you know, yellow banks, that's how I'll be like – I'd be totally lost. They're totally different up there as well.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Different deal.
Yep.
So when you said south wind caused a lot of problems, why does south wind cause problems in the spring?
Well, you're not fishing a squid area, which is a big open mud flat, and the fish are in there because they're keyed in on squid. Your boat has to be sitting in the perfect kind of spot and position. And I tell people when they come out, sea bass fishing is kind of like a table, right? It's propped up by 4 legs, current, wind, bait, and you know, there's a fourth variable as well. So if you have south wind, it's going to be hard to sit on certain spots. And I've worked at a lot of my spots where there's like a Bravo spot where you can sit in south wind theoretically. Or if there's south wind, it's like, all right, we're going to be shackled to fishing these couple of spots. You just don't sit as proper. And the old adage is when the fish bite, when it blows from the southeast, the fish bite the least, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's difficult. Throw a bunch of red crabs in there, throw in some brown water. Like, you're not getting bit.
Yeah.
You're not getting bit, but you got Catalina.
Yeah,
you got Catalina. Yeah, or Clemente.
On the coast without any kelp, how did that affect your bite?
Well, you got to kind of adjust to that and see the areas that do have kelp, and there's always some kelp around. It just might not be visible, right? Mm-hmm. And sea bass is a fish, especially on the coast, where they have different personalities, and a lot of times they're kind of like a salmon, right? So the last ones I was catching. I mean, straight up, I was catching them 1.8 miles from Dana Point on bird schools in July.
Open
water. In July. And in the past, that was like an April-type play.
Sure.
This year, that was like a Northern Baja bird school type play because there's all that anchovy. So you just got to kind of adjust and adapt and go with the fish. On the charter tip, that's a little bit more difficult because you can't take people on guinea pig kind of flyers.
Sure.
But you can with your buddy. Hey, let's grab it. You know, we'll grab some beers. We'll bring the barbecue. We'll go look around. At the end of the day, you didn't catch anything. Oh, whatever, right? Yeah. So I'm kind of on this little kick right now. Like, it's a lot harder to get bit with customers than it is with your buds, especially on this tuna because not everyone can cast 80 yards and buck fever and fight or flight is a powerful, powerful thing. Like, people that are pretty good fishermen, you just see them, like, freak out, like, hooking the bait scoop, backlash, drop a rod over. Just, like, the sight of 100 to 250-pound bluefin, just, like, they don't even get a bait in the water half the time. They're just, like,
Buck fever.
Total buck fever.
Yeah.
White and big, huge eyes, and all you see is pupils.
Yeah. So I think you should change your charter business from one-man charters to let's go find the fish that are hardest to catch.
Yeah, right.
Yeah?
Right.
Because your main target here this spring and summer have been white sea bass and bluefin. Are there any two species of fish that live on the Pacific coast harder to catch than those two?
No, that's why I have no problem saying that I probably get skunked more than anyone.
Yeah.
You know, and we see the pictures and everything else, but I fished bluefin three times last week, and one trip we didn't catch them, you know, like went home with one Dorado. It's real easy to miss. And I'm a realist, too, and I'm...
Wait, back up. You fished three times for bluefin this past week, and only once you did not catch them. So that means you had two out of three scores.
I think that's good for what's going on.
Is that good? Yeah.
But
that's
I feel horrible for the people who miss. Same with sea bass. But I'm also a realist. When people call, sometimes I tell people straight up, like, they'll have expectations and they'll say certain things kind of in their narrative of the trip and how they want to fish and everything. I'm just like, I don't know if this trip is for you. There's no guarantee. I don't know if you're going to get limits. Like, this is a big game hunt, and I tell people this. If you're going to go to, like, Ascension or the Great Barrier Reef or any big game fishing destination, you don't just go giant black marlin fishing for a day, right? You book 4 or 5 days, and hopefully one or two of those days you get shots or whatever. And that's kind of what this stuff is.
Totally.
So I try to keep people's expectations grounded. On the flip, I realize they're spending a good amount of money and devoting resources to coming out. But I just tell people straight up, like, you're going up in a tree stand for 8, 10, 12 hours. Hopefully you get a shot. 200-pound bluefin in local waters. If you're on a long-range trip, you go to wherever, Hurricane Bank or when the lower banks bite, it's like going for 12 hours one day on a long-range boat. If you're out for 7 days, you're probably only going to hook fish 2 or 3 or 4 of those days on that big stuff. So you got to kind of view it through a similar lens is my point.
And that's exactly the point.
Yeah, we say that every day at the shop. This is exactly like being at Clarion. I mean, this is what it is. Like, there are fish that are that size, so they are not easy to land. And when you do hook one, the percentages are not that great. And getting a bite doesn't, you know, you don't hook 30 fish in a day. You go down there all day long to hopefully hook one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and like you say, and the reason long-range trips are 15 days and 18 days is so that you have 6 and 7 days to hook those one or two of them. It's trophy hunting. But that's what it is, too. When you do hook one, it's trophy. I mean, it's the real deal.
Yeah.
So cool.
So one of your trips this week was quite a score. One of the two successful out of three trips that you had was a pretty epic catch.
Yeah. Kathy Needleman, she comes out with me the most. And dare I say, she's my favorite customer as well. She just fishes really hard.
A great lady.
She's a great lady. Right. She's done a lot for the industry. She's into it. And she fishes harder than the guys. You know, if we go to some sort of sea bass spot, and I say, Kathy, we're going to sit here all night. There's like maybe 10 fish living in here. They're all big. You got to do this, and you got to cast every 5 minutes or whatever. She'll do it all night, and she'll hook
all
one.
All night.
All day.
So
she fishes
that
so hard.
So cool.
Very little putting it in the rod holder and clicker, which that's people's definitions of sea bass fishing, and sometimes that's how it is. But for my style, very, very little is it like that. It's active in the hands. You have to try, right? So, yeah, we went out and fished that bluefin, and just ran into big, huge, fluffed-up bird schools. The classic, like, you have a plotter mark, like, let's go out here based on information you've gathered, looking at water things, and 6 miles short of that, just ran into big, huge bird schools. Incredible show. Just the grazing 120 to 250-pounders is just, it's just mind-blowing. So we slid in on a couple of those things and didn't get bit on the, like, spots up, per se. So we're in an area of a square mile of life, so we just shut down up above it. Put a fly line, but she started fly lining, and I was going to get the kite going, and she got bit, and next thing you know, we had a 229 on the deck.
229.
In 45 minutes, 80-pound Seaguar, Talica 25, Calstar 765 XH. So we went into it, and that's how I'm fishing everything. Yeah. For my program, the long rod and the popper and all that other stuff with customers, it just doesn't really work for most groups, unless they come down with that gear themselves, and they're like, hey, we have our own boats, but most of those guys own their own boats. They're not chartering. So for my program, that's the best deal, kind of sticking to the heavy guns and getting a shot and trying to push it through.
Hooking it on civilized tackle makes a world of difference.
Right.
They're big ones.
Take it from Rick with the 10-foot rod. And
Right. But, yeah. but Rick is like a top-tier angler, and he can
absolutely
do all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, and think about it like this. We're like, whoa, you got it on a Talica 25, an 80-pound Seaguar. Take that same gear and bring it down to Cowtown.
Exactly.
If you hooked a 225 on 80-pound, the crew would just be like shaking their heads.
We're never going to get
this. We're not going to get this.
Yeah.
Or one out of 10 or whatever. So bluefin are very, very, it's different, and that's heavy gear for these things. And flat out, they do not fight as hard as yellowfin.
Period.
They do not.
Period, period.
And I, growing up, I thought they were the toughest fish. I didn't know. Like, but now that you've seen it go down, they do not fight as hard as yellowfin, those
big
fish.
Especially in tropical waters, too.
They do not.
Yeah.
They do not.
That fish that I got, that big one, if I would have hooked a 205 on a popper and 50-pound at Clarion, I wouldn't have even turned the handle.
Dumped.
No.
Like, dumped.
Not one time would the handle have been turned before. It was just not even. Nope, later.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, they... It's a different species.
Different
it
deal.
Is.
Yeah, it's a different
And that
work.
Doesn't mean that they don't pull super
oh,
hard
yeah.
and
yeah,
you know, work,
no doubt.
Your, and work your butt off to get a bite. And they have whooped everybody's butt,
yeah.
mine included, for sure. Not saying that.
Yep.
But not the same animal.
Yeah,
yep.
but what a catch by Kathy.
Yeah, no.
So rad. Yeah, congratulations.
Great.
Is that
That's
the largest
great.
By a female angler?
Yeah, I know that Beth Lemberg, she caught a 250 on the Red Rooster. And I'm sure there's ladies that have, you know, lady anglers that have caught them in Baja and stuff. But in California waters, I have to say so because... Up until like last year,
right?
Yeah. So these are new times.
The crazy thing is, you're what 10 miles off the coast when you hook
pretty,
that thing?
Pretty close. Yeah, we're pretty close for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's unbelievable the sights that we're seeing here in Southern California.
And it's not just local. Like the whole kind of bite has scattered fish all over from call it like you know around Clemente and Catalina on down. There's little spots, and it's just. It's incredible. If you haven't done it or you haven't rallied up, you know, some buzz to go skiff fishing or however it takes to get out there. Just to say you tried.
Yeah,
just like the Wahoo, you know what I mean? Just to say you tried.
Yeah. And how about this yellowtail fishing going on?
Oh, my God. That
wow.
That's the part that really gets me is that the tuna thing, on any given weekend, I'm going to go out and say that 90% of boats probably aren't going to catch them.
Yep.
You could go down the beach and you could have banner yellowtail fishing. And then you look at the...
Nice grade fish,
beautiful.
Too.
And you look at the loads on the three-quarter days, and it's just they're low. There's not that much interest in it. And I realize everyone's into the tuna thing, but we also get enamored by seeing the pictures of the big fish and everything. And the truth is, you're probably not going to get one.
Yeah.
But if you go down there and you jump on a three-quarter day, you bring your boat, you're probably going to catch five.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
Lot to do. So we're talking fishing here. Let's talk about the bite.
Yeah.
What a great new issue you just came out with.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's the spring-summer edition and a couple weeks late, maybe a month late. But
you've been busy.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting sea bass and bluefin.
Yeah, so we're just getting it out. Subscribers should be getting theirs or got theirs, and the bite's fun. The bite wants more of my time than I can give it right now because of the boat and everything. But I have a good kind of micro team that we all kind of work part time on it and everything else. And my goal next year is to definitely carve out days every week and put a lot more time into it.
But the time you're putting into this is such a unique magazine. The stuff you see in here. Like the piece on Steve Lasley or the piece on Cedros.
Yeah.
You just don't see that anywhere else.
Yeah.
In depth, the Wahoo photos of the spear fishermen, spear and Wahoo, unbelievable stuff.
The bite's fun because I don't have any, like, shackles or whatever, so we can do anything in that thing. And since it's limited advertising and the editorial well doesn't have any ads in it, it's a real playground. I mean, 90 straight pages where you can do stories and features. When you pull the ads out of that, that's like the ad wall that's in three, quote, standard fishing magazines.
Yes.
Or maybe five now because they're kind of shrinking so much.
Yes.
So, yeah, no, it's a fun play. And, you know, we put that thing together and shipped it off to the printer, you know, 4 months ago or something. And it's a give and take of color corrections and proofs. It takes a long time to make it perfect and to put it in a spot where we're proud of it and we're ready for it. So it doesn't have any real time shackles anymore. So I'm not even going to say there's hard release dates anymore.
Good for you.
We do two issues a year, biannual. You know, one comes out around Fred Hall, and then there's a fall, a spring, summer, and a fall, winter.
Okay.
So.
And this is the.
That's the fourth one we've done.
Okay.
Oh, and this is the spring, summer.
Spring, summer. Okay.
Yep.
So the next one will be just before Fred Hall.
The next one will be the fall one, which will come out around Christmas.
Okay.
And then there'll be a Fred Hall issue.
Okay. Yep. So you're going to do like 2 to 3 a year?
I'll do 2 a year. It's just a semi-infrequent print schedule.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. All right.
Back off, bro.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. No,
cut
I'm just
some slack here.
I'm just
busy.
Trying to figure it out. Yeah,
I'm telling you,
it's a lot of work, man. Yeah. That's a lot of work.
And, you know, the bike could be anything. It could become a quarterly if I pulled back on the charters a little bit more and put more time into it. Biannual is a perfect pace for it right now. Mm. The thing is there's not a lot of kind of existing veins of great West Coast photography. And so we have to originate a lot of this photography ourselves, right? Because we just kind of have a different mold than other stuff. You know what I mean? So people always hit me with words like, oh, what about a story on this? Like, that sounds great, but what are we going to do for photography? That does not exist. It's not like surf where there's 30, 40, 50 great photographers just boom, constantly sending in photos, constantly. There's very little of that. So it takes a lot to make this. But that's also what makes us unique, and no one else is doing that, and nobody else has the resources to do that, and I don't think anyone else really cares to do that.
Sure.
And you guys have always done such a rad job of taking a different line on a story. Maybe it's on a similar thing that's been talked about before, but a completely different angle, or it's the opposite. It's a cool angle on something that nobody talks about, or it's...
Right.
You know, like I so dug the Calico Bass one you did last time about, you know, this is a spot that nobody ever goes. And there's a marina that nobody knows about. And we're just going to go hang out with this Pongero for a couple of days. And everything's just one kick off to the side of what you're used to reading. And it sucks you in, man. You guys do a great job. The whole team. It's awesome.
No, thanks for that.
It's the truth.
Thanks
Good
for
stuff.
That.
So one note, speaking of while we're on the subject of bluefin, that we need to send kudos out is your boat partner, Neil Barber, and his 270-pound bluefin tuna. Are you
so
kidding
good.
Me?
Unreal, man. Yeah.
From your Parker?
He's the man, yeah. With Parker. Oh, he took the Parker out on, I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday, and I was at, I had to work, of course, and I get a call, hey, man, you should probably get down to the boat. You know, you should probably get down to the boat. We're going to be in a little bit. And I'm thinking, oh, man, what happened? You know, he hit something on the way in.
Right.
I'm like, everything cool? I just get back, oh, yeah. And then just the words giant. And I'm like, well, what's the deal? How big? He goes, really big, dude. You should probably come down here. He goes, I think we got one that's 275. And sure enough, I mean, they had the day of days.
Waited at Dana Landing.
They had 4 70-pounders. They hooked 3 cows, one of which they pulled the hooks on. Another one took a rod and reel from somebody that was in the boat and kept swimming away with it. And the third one they put on the boat, and it was 270 and a half, I think. Is
wow.
What
so good.
Huge. I mean,
elephant hunting.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's the biggest one of the year. I mean, I haven't heard. You know, it's crazy. Absolutely
that is crazy.
Crazy.
Well, congratulations, Neil and his crew there. Pretty darn good. Well, hey, great show today. And while we're on the subject of big fish, let's head up to Katmai Lodge. Jeff Topps on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Pete. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, doing great. I wrote a story about Katmai Lodge this week and posted it yesterday on our website, hookup1090.com, and it just brought me back to all the great stuff you have going on up at Katmai Lodge. Is it continuing?
Yeah, it never stops, man. It's been awesome. I'll tell you, you know, our sockeye have kind of come through and they've kind of gone now, and I was down in Tidewater yesterday, and the chrome chums were just pouring in. You know, I don't think we made 4 casts without hooking one. It was just unbelievable down there yesterday. They were laid up so shallow, we were wading to them, and we were wading to them and fishing surface poppers and dry flies and all that stuff for them, and they were rolling on it and batting it around, and the chum fishing just lit up yesterday. It was unbelievable.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. Now, King's still in the river, too?
Yeah, the king fishing's still pretty doggone good. You know, we can fish them through the end of the month, and there'll be fresh ones coming in right on through the end of the month. But we had a real good push of fish yesterday. Kings, some guys that were down king fishing, you know, put up some nice numbers and some nice size adult fish.
Wow, pretty fantastic.
Crazy.
And, of course, trout fishing continues. Is that water coming down at all? I know when we were there, I commented in my article about how high the water was, and you commented that the water was the highest you've ever seen it in the decades that you've been there.
Yeah, the water's I've never seen it this high. I really haven't. I mean, this is still higher than normal spring flows, and we should start to think the river's starting to get low. But, yeah, to answer your question, Pete, yes. It is dropping. We're able to wade a little more. We're able to get out of the boat if you want to, you know, and up in the trout water. There's more spots opening up that we just, when you guys were up, we just couldn't get to them. You know, the water was going so fast, there's no way you'd ever get out of the boat, you know, and now we're kind of able to fish some different stuff that we haven't been able to pick on yet this spring. So it's good, you know. I mean, fishing's remaining really, really good, and, you know, our clients have been awesome, and, you know, the lodge, and everything's been just smooth since I've seen you.
Wow, fantastic. Well, again, you want to check out the article I wrote about our experience up at Katmai Lodge. It's on our website, hookup1090.com. Just check out the front page of the website. Down in the bottom, you'll see trip, travel and trips. Click on that. It has some good information on and some photos about our experience. And book next year, because it's already well over half filled, from what I understand. And
wow,
we are the only ones that get a deal at Katmai Lodge. They gave us $450 off of our trip, which is a pretty substantial discount. So, Jeff, if somebody wants to book a trip to Katmai Lodge, how do we do that?
Well, we got katmai.com, K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Check it out. Get all your info on it. It's a pretty sweet website. And then call the 1-800 number, 1-800-330-0326.
All right. Good job,
Jeff. Ladies, book it, and let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, Jeff, look forward to next year, and look forward to talking to you next Saturday. Appreciate the report. All right. Hey, let's go down to Cedros Island. That's a place that you're going to be going with our Let's Talk Hookup group on Monday with Cedros Adventures. Jeff is here from Cedros Tackle. Good morning, Jeff. He's on our Let's Talk. He's got our Let's Talk Hookup group down there right now at Cedros Island for the kayak adventure. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, you guys. How you doing? Yeah, we're out here right now. Me and the boys, Ron Lane and our group, just launched over at the Salt Factory. A couple calicos, water 70 degrees, so pretty nice. It's going to be shaping up to be a really nice day down here for sure.
Fantastic. So what have you been catching down there, Jeff?
So right now, I see, looks like Ron Lane pulling in another calico. We're on the calicos right now pretty good in about 20 feet of water. We're making our way south towards the airport. Yellows aren't really cooperating this morning at the Salt Factory. We've got some great reports of big yellowtail in a little deeper water up at Punta Norte. So we may venture there, but I really want to show the boys Wiley tomorrow. So we'll probably fish the zone and have a good calico day and then head around the corner to Wiley tomorrow.
Nice. So you put the boats on, the kayaks, the Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks on the trailer, and you drive over the hill and head out to Wiley's, which is the lobster abalone fish camp on the other side of the island. Just a great, great place.
So rad. So rad you can be that mobile.
Yeah, the calico fishing has been phenomenal over there. Last trip we had really good fishing to 8 pounds. So I'm excited just to show the boys. You know, that drive over in the truck is, you know, it's so neat.
Yeah.
And everyone really enjoys it. So I'm excited to show them that, too.
That's cool. Well, I know you're going to be fishing today and tomorrow and coming back some good stories. I can't wait to hear the stories. And do you have some spots available on upcoming trips with Cedros Tackle right there to Cedros Island to fish those Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks?
Yeah, I sure do. We got a few openings in August, and our September's looking pretty good so far. October's pretty full, but we still got some good spots left in September. And I got a little weird random trip. Hope you don't mind me mentioning. August 10th through the 12th. It's a quickie. I have a father and daughter that are coming out from a Wednesday to Friday there. Real fast trip. But I do have one spot if someone wants to come on down. $999. We'll fish probably about a day, full day, and then probably a half day. You know, we get on that morning plane. So if anyone's interested, it'd be a little hard to get a hold of me today because I'm out here trying to get some fish too. But give me a call or send me an email, and we'll get you out here.
CedrosTackle.com. Just go to our website, hookup1090.com. Click on the link right on our links page. Cedros Tackle, it's a great adventure. I wish I was there with you. Jeff Mirani from Cedros Tackle. Have a great time. Thanks for the report.
Okay, see you guys.
All right, appreciate that very much.
Well, as you can hear, we've just got an awesome show today. So much fun to talk about, so much good information. If you want to join us, we would love to hear from you this morning. And there's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or get us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. 1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only have 2 full hours hanging out and talking fun with Brandon Hayward, we have got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a 4-pack of every single Byte Journal that's been produced yet. You're going to get a killer set. Isn't that cool? Yeah.
A whole set of every Byte Journal available.
Very cool collector's piece, so you're going to get every one that's ever been produced. A very cool 4-pack, and that's going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get your shot to talk to Brandon and have your shot at winning that awesome prize, 858-457-1090. That's the local number, or toll free at 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's long range season and time to get your gear ready. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. We are proud to be Southern California's premier Shimano dealer. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Tranks, Terramar, Waxwing, Colt Sniper, Flatfall, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano to mention. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to properly equip you for your trip. Come visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Whether you're trolling in the trough, sight fishing from the tower, or landing a prize game fish, true offshore anglers demand the best in stabilization technology. When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to a fellow angler.
I just wanted to let you know how happy we are with the Seakeeper. People are blown away with what it does. It's really awesome for daytime sword fishing, and it makes seeing the bite so easy in all conditions.
Now available for boats as small as 30 feet, Seakeeper eliminates up to 95% of boat roll. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, one of our great friends and a great guy that does so much for our industry is on the line. Bill Shedd. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Pete. Rick, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, but we wanted to honor your mother, Peggy Shedd, who just passed away this past week. And we're very sorry to hear that, but wow, what a history that lady had.
Yeah, well, thank you. My brother and sister and I were blessed to have the mom we had, and the sport fishing community was blessed to have her as well. She I know when people would say, "Dad, gee, Milt, that's was awesome. You started the Hub Seawater Research Institute." He'd say, "Look, I didn't start it. Piggy and I started it. She was his she was his partner with everything he did in life and marine conservation and love, and it was an awesome thing to see. Yeah, we miss her, but thank you. Yeah, thank you."
92 years old, she lived a very full life right to the end, which is just fantastic. And you know, with great past with Milt and everything. Just tell us about your mom.
Well, you know, 93 years old, was married to dad for 58 years.
Wow.
And I think one of my favorite stories that you and Ricky and the fishermen listening here will appreciate is one of his good friends, Bobby Tidwell, that he knew forever, that he fished and dove with, came up to me once and said, "You know, Billy," he said, "there's really nothing so special about your dad." He said, "And you, I've known you ever since you were born, and you're not much either," he said, "but your mama," he said, there's a person," he said. "Your dad will come back from a 16-day long-range trip fishing with Frank Lopresti on the Royal Polaris, and your mom feels sorry for him because she looks at him and thinks he's tired."
Wow.
I mean, that was just mama. She just was always thinking, regardless of the situation, always thinking about the other person, and just, you know, exceptional. I mean, she was the homecoming queen at UCLA. She was Phi Beta Kappa. She was really smart and the talented, but she just was humble. She was the most humble, giving person that I've ever known. And
I don't think people realize too how much Peggy did for fishing and marine conservation, and never for a thank you, and never because it politically looked right, or never because it gave him better position. Like, you know, her and Milt both did so much solely because it was the right thing to do. Never looking for a pat on the back, never anything, and so thoughtless. And I don't think that a lot of people probably realize that.
Well, Dad set up, because he understood that, and before he passed, he set up the Peggy Shedd Marine Trust, and money there has gone to help support United Anglers of Southern California back in the day, and more recently the CCA California, support the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute, and just support efforts of marine conservation and sport fishing industry efforts. So, yeah, no, that was true, and she didn't care. She just wanted to help, and, yeah, but no, thank you. And I think, you know, I think the most important thing I could say on this radio station today is, hey, all you people listening, we all have mothers. Some may be deceased, but, boy, if they're still with you, I really encourage you to today pick up the telephone. If they're in the house, give her a hug, send her a text. Yeah, I know you probably do that at Mother's Day, you do that on her birthday, but I can just tell you, somebody that lost their mama just last couple of days, you'll be very, very happy for every extra hug. So
just go do it
today, folks. You'll be glad.
I can relate to that, no doubt about it. Having lost my mother a couple of years ago, it's just, you know, I miss her every day, and it's just one of those things. Your mom, though, amazing, Bill. Right, so even into her 90s, this lady was at events and just so vibrant and unbelievable. I mean, your family was so fortunate to have such an amazing woman that right to the end here, almost, that she just like was just a part of everybody's life, right?
Yeah, she really was. I mean, I, you know, the caretaker, she wanted to die in the home, and so we made sure that would happen, and she's been pretty much bedridden for the last year. But even, you know, the folks we had in there, obviously lots of family members, but, you know, 24-hour care, and all those ladies, several said, you know, "I'm closer to your mom than I am my own grandmother. I'm, you know, gosh, your mom helped me think through this issue, and your mom helped me with this and that, and, geez, I've never met anybody. I've done this with a lot of different people, and just never met anybody like your mom." I mean, she impacted people. And a big part of it was she had a drive. I mean, my sister was just telling me the other day that mom was swimming until she was 88 years old. Even past the time she could swim, my sister would take her to the pool, and she would sink. So she'd have to stay in the shallow end, hold her up with her hand, and mom said, "No, I can do it. I can still do it." Even when she couldn't, she still was doing it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Just an incredible drive. Well, the world of fishing and the world of all the people that Peggy did impact over the years, will miss Peggy Shedd. And Bill, we're our condolences to you and your family, and you know, I think your message is good. Pick up the phone, call your mom.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thank you guys for letting me honor my mama here. Thank you.
Meant a lot to us, Bill, for sure. She meant a lot to all of us, and that was really, really, really cool to get to hear.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. All right,
yeah,
Bill Shedd.
Yeah,
appreciate
bye-bye.
That very much. Hey, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick. They are packed up. People want to talk to the man himself. Captain Brandon Hayward.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed up. We're going to get on those phones this morning. If you want to join us again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's start off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to Brandon and you guys on the radio. Anyone that has not looked at the Bite Journal, anyone that has not gone out with Brandon, is missing an opportunity of a lifetime. There is so much knowledge that Brandon shares in everything that he does. You're missing out. So Brandon, you know who I am. I'll be back again for lobster and hopefully maybe a shot at Wahoo again and definitely the white sea bass stuff. And what you say is absolutely it. You're trophy hunting. This is not go out and hit wide open schools. I just came in off the Pac Queen. 30 anglers. We had, 8 bites. We landed 3 fish, but every fish was over 140. So a third of the people on the boat had an opportunity for, a fish of a lifetime. So it is what it is. But seriously, you offer so much information. The guys that I brought out this year just talked to me on the boat and said, the knowledge that we got just from being on the water with them was well worth the cost of the trip. So thank you very much, Brandon.
Well, thanks for those words. I appreciate it. You're out on kind of one of those tough south wind, no current nights, and that's a tough hedge. But I just always say, when some people, they want to pick up some stuff along the way, and I never just kind of spout. But if people want to get on the boat and pick something up, my goal is to have guys step off the boat learning something new or kind of looking at things from a different angle. So you can do that on every trip. You can't always catch 60-pounders.
Yeah, good
call. You can't catch lobsters every trip, though.
You can? Every trip? It's guaranteed.
You're going to catch some lobsters, for sure.
Now, before we move into lobster, I want to back up on this W thing, that Wahoo thing. Are we going to see Wahoo in the fall here?
I don't know. If you asked me that 2 months ago, I would have said no chance at all. But now that the water's like 74 degrees and everything that's happening, I don't know. I don't know if there's the same like funnel of hot water out to the west for them to track into. I don't know. If I had to bet 50 on it, I'd say yes.
Okay.
There will
like
be
that.
Some sort of Wahoo. Maybe like 2014 style where there's like 50, 40 of them caught. Is there going to be like a, quote, bite again?
Where you can go target them?
That's a tough one. I don't know. But will we see a couple? I hope so.
Okay.
And maybe the whole pool has changed and who knows? I don't know.
See what happens.
One thing we're going to do, we're going to find out.
We're going to find out. Let's find out. That's the beauty of living in Southern California here and having this great fishery we do. Hey, Don, thanks for getting us started. Appreciate the call this morning.
Well, speaking of finding out what's biting, we're going to head on down the beach, find out what's going on in the Baja with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, is on the line today. A report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The fish you catch is a very valuable item, so why not take the best possible care of it? Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and they'll treat your fish just like it was their own. Once you try them, you will be hooked. Nobody does it like Fisherman's Processing. For more information, check fishermansprocessing.com, or you can friend them on Facebook, or you can just, better yet, see them when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, and they'll be ready, waiting for you, helping you with all of your catch. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky.
What's
happening? Hey, I'm here, man. I'm just getting all excited, heading down to Baja a week from Monday, going down for our annual tournament. But we're going to go into San Jose del Cabo first for the first 4 days. Fish Gordo Banks and then fish up inside the Sea of Cortez. But I'm really looking forward to it. Can't wait to start pulling some fish again. Anyway, let's start off with the Estapas de Huantanejo. There's some really, really good billfish action down there. Lots of sales. They're averaging 2 to 3 releases per day on the sales, fishing really close to the harbor. From about a mile out, it's all blue water. So some excellent fishing for billfish, a scattering of Dorado here and there. But on the inshore part, it's been really, really good rooster fish. Up and around that Trancones area, Pete, your surf hideaway up there, some really good roosters, nice fish, 40, 50, 60-pound roosters. So the action down there is really good. It's they're getting into the rainy season now, but most of the rain they're getting down there is at night, and the days seem to be pretty nice. Up at San Jose del Cabo, Cabo San Lucas, East Cape area, Dwayne Bernard and his group of anglers just got back 2 days ago, fished over at out of Palmas. Man, did they do some really great, great fishing on the marlin. Blue marlin, stripers. I mean, it was really, really some nice quality fish caught and released there. He said not much as far as tuna and Dorado, just a little scattering. The Dorado were dinks, and, of course, I think you guys heard about the Dorado shootout. It was some little another dink again this year that took the first prize. So the Dorado still, the big boys haven't come in, even though there are a few here and there scattered throughout the area. But here again, rooster fish, man, what a season for roosters. Big fish, 40, 50, 60, 70-pound roosters. And like Eric Brixton said, he said, you know, there's too many of those big boys being killed. You know, those fish aren't that good to eat. And, you know, for all the guys going down, you hook a rooster, release it. Just let it go. They're such a great game fish. As far as the tuna and Dorado there, that Iman Bank, San Luis Bank in that area, holding school-size tuna, 15 to 20-pound fish. Because every now and then you'll see a 50, 60-pounder, and Baja Bob reported that he had about a 60, 70-pound tuna this past week. And so, you know, things are starting to get a little better there. A few wahoo in the count, not many. Of course, I'll be able to give you guys a fresh report when I get down there. I'll be fishing the San Jose del Cabo and East Cape there from about the 2nd to about the 8th. So I'll be able to give you guys fresh reports coming from down there. But anyway, that's the report for this week. Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, Mainland Mexico, Central America, Christmas Island, Alaska, give us a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casstours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Hey, Cass, man, you know, I wanted to mention last week we had some information that we wanted to relate, that it was indeed Team Borracho, Don Souther and his crew, that won the Dorado shootout at Palmas de Cortez with a 12.6-pound Dorado. How about that?
Back to back.
Back to back for Borracho. Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, can you imagine Pete catching that little dink and going, ah, shit, this isn't worth it. Let's throw it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's further proof that a Bloody Mary in the morning just might be the ticket when they're going to fish the Dorado shootout, right?
The first one, you'd have to think, okay, well, this might be a thing, but back-to-back.
Back-to-back? Are you kidding me?
It seems like proof to me.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, you know, Shannon wanted me to relate, too, to our listeners that Palmas de Cortez is really on board with the release on all the marlin that come in there. They're into this catch, photographs, and release. And they now sell a CPR T-shirt at Palmas de Cortez where all the proceeds go to a $500 monthly raffle for the boat crews that have not killed any marlin
that month.
So it's really encouraging the boat crews that don't kill any marlin to release all of those fish, which is really great news for the future of that great fishery there. Right, Castman?
Yeah, exactly. Pete, well, we're on that subject. You know, the sardina population down there in the southern Baja has been completely decimated. There aren't hardly any sardinas at all. And I think from what I understand, just talking to a few people, it's mostly being caused by those big seiners that are feeding those bluefin tuna pens up in Ensenada. I guess they're going down and just wrapping, you know, tons and tons of sardinas out of Mag Bay, wherever they can find them. And I understand the Mag Bay is kind of a breeding ground. And then the other culprit is those big tournaments down in Cabo San Lucas. Because, you know, when they have the big billfish tournaments, they have the tuna tournament, those bait guys are going out there and catching tons of sardinas that they use for bait. To make bait. So they'll be catching, like the billfish tournament, they'll be using those to catch small tuna. And so they're also decimating the population. So I'm, it would be nice if we could get these big tournaments to say, hey, you can't use any sardinas for bait for the next 2 or 3 years or whatever till that population comes back. But something's got to be done because, that sardina population, it's embarrassing, man. I'll tell you, there's just nothing down there.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling it's more that seiner pressure from the bluefin tuna fishing than the tournaments that are doing it. But that seiner thing can wipe out an entire season of tournament fish in one wrap. So that's, it's a good point, Cass, man, and we got to be aware. Just take care of our resources there and concentrate on that. Castman, appreciate that input, and we will talk to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right.
Yes, man. All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Strokes have some pretty impressive fans, the pros. These award-winning outboards have really delivered for pro anglers across the country. In fact, Florida-based pro tournament fisherman, guide, and TV host Rick Murphy says he's even taken the 300's power inshore. He mounted a 300 to his 23-foot bay, adding 50 horses, losing 40 pounds, and getting that baby up to 70 miles per hour. What's not to like about that? Check out the Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Stroke 300, 250, and 225 at your Yamaha Marine dealer.
It's time to talk about great stuff from Shimano, and I'm telling you what, with this trophy hunting going off on our coast right now, Talica 25 is your ticket, right,
that
Rick?
That thing is a beast, man. It's a perfect reel for right now, and the beauty is this fish is definitely getting on the bait. You know, you're hearing a lot of fish caught on slow troll mackerel, firing a mackerel into a breezer, whatever the scenario is, not a better reel for it than the Talica 25. Still small, compact, fits in your hand, but crazy power, and should you hook your cow local trophy of a lifetime, you've got all the power you need to deal with it.
Yeah, top shot it. We put a hollow ace on it. Top shot it with an 80-pound Seaguar fluorocarbon. You've got a bluefin tuna killing machine there. Talica 25 and a nice heavy-duty Therese rod. That's the stuff.
Whatever fish you hook in our local waters, you hook it on that setup you just mentioned, you're in the driver's seat.
There you go. Talica Therese combo at your local Shimano dealer. Check it out.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Duvois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau. Built to fish, built to last. Check out these new products designed just for anglers. The two new HD Series hard cases with thick customizable foam to protect your electronics when not in use. While the new HD Series tough boxes provide heavy-duty waterproof protection, clear lids and O-ring seals keep water out while letting you see in. Flambeau's patented Z-Rust provides additional protection against rust and corrosion, keeping your valuables safe. For travel, protect your rods with a tough Bazooka rod carrier. Available at Turner's Outdoorsman and other fine tackle retailers.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XERF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, look who's on the line. Captain Frank Lopresti. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, good morning, good morning. I just wanted to report on the new vessel, Liberty, that Taro has been doing. Taro and his crew has been doing a sensational job making great catches. Yesterday he had 184 yellowtail and 109 bonita. And he's just doing a phenomenal job. People are loving the boat. And for those interested, I think for tomorrow morning we have 2 reservations. It's a definite go. On Monday we have 8 reservations. It's a definite go. Anytime we get 1 reservation or more, as I said before, it's a definite go. So,
and the boat's going out with comparatively for what it should be this time of the year, pretty light loads, right?
Well, it's a new boat, but you know, he had a very nice load yesterday because several boats were chartered, and he's out with a decent load today. So, but tomorrow is going to be very light. I'm going to be surprised if he gets out with 25 or so at the very
Sunday,
which is crazy because the fishing is phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's awfully good fishing, and, you know, it's not run and gun. It's on the anchor. It's just steady action all day long, okay?
Wow. All right. Well, if, and the cool thing is, for an extra $5, you get a bunk, and you can sack out on the way out and sack out on the way back, be refreshed and ready to go when you get home.
That is correct. You're absolutely right. Yeah. So anyhow, I just wanted to pass that on, and thank you very much, you guys.
Hey, Frank, I talked to Captain Bob Fletcher, our good friend Dart, who fished on the Liberty earlier this week and just had a phenomenal day. You should have heard Dart raging about the boat, the Liberty. He was just saying, man, that thing is just a beautiful, beautiful. He says everything is comfortable. The big galley, the food, he says, is state of the art. The bunk room, everything about it, he says, is just fantastic.
I as well had buddies that fished the boat, and the thing that they kept freaking out on was how fast the boat is. You know, I mean, he said it is noticeably fastest boat heading down there.
Well, that's all true, and we appreciate that. And it's, you know, the thing that I'm anxious to ask Carl is, and I'm sure it does, the boat has so much deck room that with a guy fishing at the rail, a crew member can run up the side of the rail to the bow and never even get close to another passenger. And
that's cool.
Got a lot of deck room on it. So I'm anxious to ask Carl how it fishes with more people, but I'm sure it's going to be just great.
Yeah.
But, you know, thanks again for your help, you guys. Trying to get Taro off to a good start.
You bet. Fisherman'sLanding.com. You can book online right now. I'd say go tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. Beautiful weather. Yeah. Light load.
Fantastic fishing light loads on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Thanks, Frank.
You bet. Thank you, you guys.
All right. Appreciate that. Let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines. They want to talk to Brandon.
You got it, man. Well, jam-packed they are. Let's next up talk to Matt. He's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Brandon. Always a pleasure to fish with you. And, unfortunately, we did have that south wind in the spring, and I went 0-3. But if anybody's looking to catch a trophy fish, Brandon is definitely the guy you want to go with.
Yeah, and everything just has to fall into place with that fish. Like, if you had landed the one that you hooked, you probably would have been in the 60-pound club. You know, I went back the next night and had a 63, a 68, and a 39. So,
whoa.
Ouch.
It's just timing on those things, man. It's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah, when fishing with you, you definitely, like your motto is, you know, you're fishing for trophies, you're fishing for one bite. And like Kathy does, you know, she fishes from the get-go and, you know, it never takes a break. That's how you got to fish for that.
We're fishing for a lot of bites, and there's nights where it's wide open, just like any sort of fishing. But if you're going to get one shot, you got to kind of capitalize on it, more so than any other fish, to my mind.
I remember fishing in Kona with Captain Steve Lasley. Are there any better marlin fishermen in the world than Steve Lasley?
I think everyone would probably say no.
Yeah. For sure. Steve Pinard and I fished 3 days with Steve Lasley in Kona, in August, in prime time,
blue
marlin, the prime moon, everything about it on one of the most incredible yachts over there, and we blanked. We saw one,
right?
Caught a short-billed spearfish, but yeah, 3 days with the man, and that's trophy hunting.
That's how it goes.
That's the way it goes.
Yep. Maybe on that fourth day when you flew home, he had hooked four, got three.
It probably happened.
How does your gear change when you're having that attitude? You know, I mean, the attitude of trophy hunting, do you change your gear to react to that?
That's a great question. So my kind of, like, rule for this is, like, a good rule to my mind. I always think about not necessarily what's biting or the last fish, but, like, the top end of the range of the fish we could hook, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're fishing sea bass, I'm thinking, like, I want to be ready for if we do hook a 70-pounder, a 65-pounder, a 68-pounder, and it's going to get us in the kelp. So I'm going to just bump it up. There's times for light gear and having fun, but there's times that's just not applicable, and that's like kind of everything I do. So I'm just going to fish like 60-pound is what I'm usually going to do. I'm going to use bigger hooks, and I'm going to do all the things that I can kind of get away from because sea bass aren't line shy. The things that they have in terms of like being wary and stuff like that don't apply to the hook and line and terminal end of things, right? So I'm just going to bump up everything, and I'm going to fish real tight drags. I don't believe they have soft mouths, so that's what I'm going to do. It's the same thing with that big bluefin, too. Yeah. Guys come out, and they start throwing, like, bass reels because I can cast a popper with this. Well, you're never going to land it.
Yeah.
You're never going to land it.
And then what about you throw the right gear, 80-pound, but you don't have enough drag?
Exactly. All that stuff is mute points if you're not fishing the gear the way it's supposed to be fished. Yeah. And a lot of our knee jerks is a lot of people just fish. They don't realize how tight of a drag you can fish on 60 or 80 or something like that.
I can't tell you how often it happens in the tackle store. And it's not every once in a while. It's multiple times every day. It's the story of Pete, exactly what you just said. Oh, my God. Well, I just, you know, I knew I needed to get the bite, so I fished this. Like, it just doesn't work like that. It's just, especially with big ones. And, like, the fish that we're catching right now, like, I mean, you heard what Don said and what, you know, what Brandon was just saying, like, we don't have any that are we don't have any that are sub 70 pounds, and we have very few that are sub 150 pounds. And once they reach that level, it is just a different. You can hook a 50 pound tuna on the wrong gear and get your butt kicked, but probably get them. You hook a 220 pound fish on the wrong gear, and your odds of landing that fish are just they're about nil. You know, it just doesn't work. It's the same story that we hear every day in the shop. We pulled on one for 3 hours, and we saw it a deep color, and then we lost color. We got it back to color 3 or 4 times, and then it sawed us off, or it chewed through, or the hook pulled, or whatever. Insert, you know, way of losing big one here. It happens every single day. Like, you have to fish heavy. And don't worry about getting the bite, because you get the bite in the wrong gear, you're never going to see it anyway.
Yeah. So, Brandon, are they going to eat 40 as well as they're going to eat 80?
That depends on what's going on and everything in your bait presentation. You know, that 160, 170, whatever it weighed, the one we got after Kathy's fish, that was an underhand lob, and the bait is just taking off on a little meter mark. And so at that point, the bait's taking off and swimming so strong, and all your line's kind of out of the water because it's on the surface, so you probably could have got bit in that spot on 130. On that super long soak with the sun straight overhead and everything, probably not, maybe not, but if you get bit, it's gonna work out, and you're going to get it. It's just like on long-range trips. A guy goes, oh, I'm bit on 150. No one runs to the rack and grabs 150. But a guy goes, oh, I'm bit on 40-pound. Everyone, it's just a plague. Yeah. So I just stick with heavy gear and maybe get a few less shots. And for my program, if I'm not going to fish for anything unless I feel like all three people have a shot at catching one. So that means I'll, like, straight-up reschedule trips if it's poor. I won't fish for a certain thing. I was waving people off that bluefin thing earlier because in the area where I fish, it just wasn't there. And I felt like people were getting so enamored with it, they didn't realize what the real consequences were.
Right.
There's no chance of going out and catching three big ones. Now I feel like there is. So I'm going to fish for them. So if I got three guys on the boat, I want to land the first one so that the other two guys or two people can have a shot and fish. When you're out with your buddy on your skiff, it's okay to pull on it for 7 hours because the other two guys are going to just laugh at him and drink beers and hang out. And whatever happens, it's a great story, right?
That is
very different.
100% how it goes.
Very different. Very different.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Matt.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour and a killer catch report coming your way. Everything from Alaska all the way down to the Baja. We got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way with Brandon Hayward. It's the Mighty 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board. The only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Major League Playoffs and World Series. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season. One of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets. And the freedom to fit five full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales Event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales Event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at Seaforth.